Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Big ol' sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is our email address. That's how you can email us.
Toy gets hit hard, too.
Well, that's good.
There's some spam in there, but, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, too.
Bam! Yeah, AOL doesn't kick out all the spam. They used to be good at that.
Not always.
Guess they have to have some service now where you have to pay for it. Are you tired of getting spam email? Is there a service you can pay for that with the actual post office?
I don't know if... Oh, well. No, because they keep sending the same thing. They'll leave it in there.
They keep sending the same thing to me saying, I can go have a dinner at this very nice restaurant here locally if I watch this demonstration about timeshare.
I want to give a little shout out to my mail lady. There's a little slot.
What's up, slot?
Because our mail, I live in an apartment, and our mailboxes are like in a wood enclosure. How about if I put the mail in the little slot, you know, that means I don't want it. So you don't have to keep giving it to me. Now, that's not a designated trash spot.
Right.
But it's like a little nook I like to throw mail there I don't want.
I think that's littering.
Well, it's not touching the ground, and it's not killing a bird, so.
Okay.
They keep giving each other it back.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't
my
want
God.
Stupid stuff like coupons for, I'm not going to Ace Hardware to buy like a mower. I don't need it. I have a crew.
Yeah, again.
They suck, but I have a crew.
Yeah. There's a landscaping crew as well. He's somebody's dance team.
Oh, it ain't good,
please.
But I got one.
Have a dance squad.
They're probably the worst crew ever.
Popping, locking, and ham hocking is what they do.
I want to see that. Yeah, I pay to see you dance.
You could piss off Darren's dance grooves. What do you watch our tape?
They don't double Dutch. They double cheeseburger.
Double fist.
Ow.
Damn. Yeah, it hurts, didn't it?
That's what I get. All right, here we go. We're going to do more. We're going to
do
at least two. Hey, Rise Guys. What the hell happened to everybody taking the autism test? Did y'all get embarrassed because Matt Man took it and y'all were afraid y'all were going to have it too? My God, y'all can't catch it by osmosis, but yeah, clearly Matt has it. I could always tell. Randall in Ringgold, Georgia. I don't know where that is. Where is that?
It's North Georgia, right outside Chattanooga. Small town security.
Oh. Wonder if they... So they probably listen to us out of Chattanooga then. I just don't know where that is on the map.
Oh, wow. Let me give you a little update on that.
Okay.
I had to pay 50 cents to get the results. Well, evidently there was some fine print. They charged me $20 3 days later.
For what?
For a month of...
You had a subscription that you signed off.
Well, I had to email them and say, am I supposed to come here to find out once a month if I'm autistic or not?
Yes.
What is the subscription for?
What information did you put in?
Well, I had to pay the 50 cents to get your results, so I had to put a card in. But there was nothing about, you know, because wow. I'm thinking... There's no fine print, right? Like, this is a one-time test.
Add it to your travel expenses.
It said, well, what do I put? Like, autism test on the expense report?
Yeah.
They're going to look at me like, I mean, what? He's trying to scam us.
I'm putting a parking ticket in this month because I got it because I was there for something work-related.
Well, I mean,
I think they should pay that.
They can believe that. They're going to look at mine and say, why is he taking an autism test on company time?
We're like, man, we could have told you all three of you have had it for years. For years. I honestly forgot about it. I also took another one. I didn't get charged for either one, but the one that I took that my therapist told me like was more, you know, because like, and what you did there was obviously like what she said a lot. They convince everyone that they have it, but I took it on the other one, and I still have 10 points over into it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, don't you think down deep, everybody has a tinge of it.
I don't know, man, because people like to... Everybody is self-diagnosed with anxiety.
I know someone who has it and is diagnosed with it.
How can you tell he's got it, though?
Doctor told him.
It's like Twitch, or... Does he say the same thing?
That does not make... No, that is not the same thing.
No, he's completely... But it's... I don't even want to say anything, but...
She forgot how to make up a story.
No, it's kind of like he was told that he was handicapped his whole entire life. And
wait,
he tried
to
build him up that he wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Because like you say, people are on the spectrum slightly or extensively, you know.
He's been told his whole life he's handicapped?
Yeah.
Like he got Munchausen's into believing he's handicapped?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, you know, that when you say things like that and people have children and they're diagnosed, it's kind of like you don't want to get a second and third opinion, obviously, on things like that.
I guess
like
you got the money for it.
That'll cost another $20.
Yeah. I know. Like, I'm not paying for all these tests. I would have paid for a BuzzFeed test for half the cost.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's what the BuzzFeed, shoot, you'd lose more than $20 on that one. Okay, here's the one that I can empathize with Louise T here. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, Rise Guys, please somehow put on your podcast or website the clip of the woman talking about hunting for raccoons and things such as. I want to somehow record it. I'm 51 years old, though, and I don't know how to record things except save target as, and then you put up a name there. Please help. I want to play this for people. Louise T.
I'm going to hook you up right now.
Yeah, but how would she get it?
She would go on the Odyssey app, which is free, our favorite four-letter effort.
I'm not playing that role. Like, she would have to screen record her phone and then edit it down, correct?
Yeah, she could take a cap of it when she... look, this is what drives me nuts.
Is that what people say now instead of screen shooting? They just cap it?
I don't know.
Because I'm confused. Because back in the day, like putting a cap in you was like shooting.
Ooh, yeah.
Because people are like, you could tell people, look, you might want to Google this. And they're like, well, I can't do it that way. I can't Google it. Explain it to me. I'm like, I don't want to explain it to you. You should learn on your own instead of somebody doing it for you. Google it and learn how to do it.
I felt as though you were talking about me when you just said that.
Not specifically that example. But you know, people are like, I can't learn that way.
Yeah, he was doing an impression to you just then, Paige. I can't learn that way.
I can't learn.
Right, or hook her up, though. This is for Louise T.
All right, 8:16 a.m. Eastern Time.
8:16.
Hour 3.
A.M. EST.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
There you go, Louise.
Now we got it on clip.
My goodness.
Somewhere we have it.
Is what she's talking about, eating. And
yes.
Original content said. There.
She was talking about.
She was talking about original, right?
Rossaroni. One more?
No, let's just go ahead while we're ahead.
Okay.
It'd still be 2 minutes before
stop
we go to break.
While we're ahead. All right. That's fine. You have Cop D. I can hear it in your voice.
You are just healthy.
Who on the show was this person talking about? It sounds like you escaped the loony bin. What? I didn't know it was still okay to say that.
Okay. I guess it is.
Probably me. I don't know.
Call me Uncle Ben and not loony. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Hello. Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes. It's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I tell you, I don't know what happened. The style of music, I don't know what you would call this, but it went away and I hate it. I hate that it's gone away. This is just... I mean, I'm not saying specifically Michael, because I know how people feel about Michael, but it's just feel good music.
This reminds me of dance class.
Me too. When I would stand outside and watch your dance class.
Oh.
All right, Jen. Who escaped the loony bin? Let's get back into the sack.
Yeah, you don't want to open that wormhole.
Yeah.
He's in the news a lot here lately.
Who, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? For what?
People try to trace, you know, who groomed who when it comes to all this stuff. in the context of the Diddy trial. People were saying, you know, Diddy didn't learn this stuff. Somebody groomed him.
Oh.
A lot of big names. One of the super producers no longer with us, but has famous daughters. He's mentioned a lot.
I mean, there's...
Another record exec that is very much
with us. I was
going
to say, does it rhyme with Smyveen?
Nope.
No?
It might be a restaurant you used to eat at growing up as a kid.
Tony McDonald's is being named in this?
Might have had big fat yeast rolls.
S&S.
John Quincy Adams?
Oh, you got one of those.
He was grooming something.
Oh, Lord.
Not his sideburns.
I'm grooming some sirloin tips. Hmm. Come on out. Mushroom gravy.
You know, if men's big old sideburns look like that in the Civil War, you can imagine
lamb
what the women look like under them big skirts.
Plus, you know what he was into? I mean, look. Nobody will admit it. There were a lot of Civil War guys that were hooking up with each other. They just had to.
I'm sure.
You're basing this off Righteous Gemstones, episode one this year.
That had to have been. Well, you know, that kind of further drove it home. But if you're just thinking about the numbers, you got a lot of guys marching up and down the East Coast.
And most men, if they're alone and they're not having sex, they will have sex with each
God.
Other.
That's her theory.
Women are not that way, though. What is Orange is the New Black about then?
I imagine... I don't know. I think men are more inclined to do that.
No.
Well, I don't.
It's got to be women more inclined. That's all that show was about, was rampant lesbianism. Now.
That's all any prison show's about. Yeah. What do you think Oz was?
I think
with a women's situation, it's cruel. It's like you have, maybe it's the same with the men. You have to bond with somebody. Otherwise, they'll beat the hell out of you.
It's not the case with men. Because
you don't have a bitch wife.
Women are sensual. Like, oh, I got to get, they fall in love with it. Dudes just like take it out on each other.
The term grudge used. Yeah. And I don't understand that. I really don't.
Like they're going to pig each other out. That's what they call it in that community.
Like I feel like those same people, though, if like there was some kind of plague where all women died, they're just waiting for an excuse to be gay.
But there are a lot of men that are married on Grindr that are married.
Look, there are a lot of breeders.
Is it Grindr or Grindr?
I don't know. You tell me.
There's a lot.
I don't know. Ask all your friends.
That was actually a good comeback. It was like that was legit. Like, ask them.
Yeah, see what they say.
I don't know.
All right, let's get into some more of the mail sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Subject line, she's escaped the loony bin. Hey, guys, I'm all for yoga and mindfulness or whatever, but that lady seriously say we come back as animals? I nearly drove into the ditch laughing. Matt, man, you better be careful. This chick has officially lost, quote, her mind. And that's from Rolf in Pickens.
Wait a minute. What?
The dog from Muppets is now listening. He resides in Pickens now. Wasn't that Rolf? Isn't that brown dog from Muppets? Rolf?
I don't know. I didn't watch much Muppets. I know the one with the hung nose.
That's Gonzo.
Rolf?
Rolf.
So some redneck German-looking guy.
God, what was Gonzo? Like, what was Gonzo? What kind of animal was Gonzo?
Was he?
That's a good question. Look it up, Paige.
Like Snuffleupagus clearly was a mammoth. He was a dinosaur.
Yeah, he was something like a Sasquatch.
Big Bird was like Andre the Giant of birds. Yeah, it was Rolf, but it was Rowlf. This guy's got no W in his Rolf, so he's got like a Nazi name.
I think he's like Rolf. A bird.
My name is Rolf. You get it right now, you will.
Does it say he's a bird?
Well, it kind of looks like the way he's got that.
Gonzo with his big nose?
There is no way Google answers you like you answer us. There has to be a distinct answer in there somewhere.
Look at Gonzo.
He's asking, not me. Gonzo's a style of pornography as well.
Hang on now. You got to look. You can't get out of that way.
I'm busy looking up something myself.
Dang it, that's...
Dude, you know what? Look, this is what's crazy, is when you put in is Gonzo, the first thing shows up a bird, number two, non-binary, three, Jewish.
What?
What?
Kind of like a turkey bird-like thing.
Yeah, why would that come up?
But why... I never took Gonzo as... a religion, or I'm just trying to figure out what animal he was, but they're worried about now, like his gender or his religious upbringing.
Julia Sweeney was way before her time. She should have done Pat now. You know, SNL Pat, that would have been over now. Been huge.
Oh, my God.
Nobody even knew still. man or woman. Now you can be 30 different things. It doesn't matter.
In the movie Muppets from Space, this is real right here, folks. In Muppets from Space, it was revealed that, in fact, Gonzo was not an animal at all. He was an alien. That's what it says. Gonzo's species is intentionally ambiguous, but he's ultimately identified as an alien.
Did you like his nose, Paige?
Yeah, did you get turned on?
No.
Yeah.
Like the Gonzo, I didn't get turned on by any Muppet.
Fatboy's favorite was Eeyore, just because they sounded similar in each other.
Do you prefer the Gonzo? Well, hang on, I want to make fun of her instead of me.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you like the Gonzo nose or the Squidward nose? Which one do you like better?
Good answer.
Well, that was a question. But,
I'm trying to answer. Dang
it. Y'all fun, man. Come on.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Okay, get back to us. Get back to us on that. That's so wild. I had no clue that he was an alien. All right, I'm going to do another one. You son of a bitch. Okay, here's another one about the same thing. This is just addressed to me. Yo, Matt. I thought the reincarnation talk was actually kind of beautiful. Who's to say we don't come back as animals? I mean, dogs are loyal as hell. Cats are wise. It's got to explain somehow how all domesticated animals have some sense of intelligence, right? I think there's a bigger issue at play here. I should pre-read these ahead of time. We all know what Mattman is doing, right? It's called Namaslaying. Namaslaying?
What?
My buddy does it. It's when you go to yoga classes to meet women, though they are starting to catch up on it, so be careful. Either way, you do you, and I'm here for the stories, LOL. That's Michael that sent that here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Huh.
God, that's fun. Namaslayer.
Namaslaying? Like, what is that, like a playoff? Namsaying? Namaslay? What is the Nama part?
Don't know.
Namaslaying?
I don't yoga.
I know what Yameen means.
I'm too fat to yoga right now.
I know what Yamo Bever means.
Yamaslay.
Up and over.
You do yoga to slayer.
What about a guy who hunts exclusively llamas? Is he the llama slayer?
Oh, that sounds good.
Thank you.
What if it's an alpaca?
I only know namaste.
He won't kill him. You know what? Nama, what'd you say?
Namaste.
That's it. It's a playoff of that.
Oh, it's the way I remember indica couch, indica. Yes. Okay, makes sense. I'm going to read you another one.
Good thing there's no weed called indie ass.
This one's got some girth to it, this email. Subject line, Myrtle Beach or no beach. Hey, guys, love the show and figured this is something y'all could help me with. I need some advice and maybe even a gut check. So here's the deal. My family's been going to Myrtle Beach. Oh, my God. My family's been going to Myrtle Beach every single summer for the past 15 years.
Welcome to my world.
Specifically, we've always stayed at Ocean Lakes Campground. It's our spot. We've made friends there over the years. We've got a routine. Mini golf, pancake breakfast, lazy river, you name it. I know where everything is, and it just feels like home. Oh, this is long. But then my wife and kids this year are saying they want something new. They're sick of Myrtle. They're throwing out places like Clearwater Beach and Tybee Island, talking about fresh starts and less sketchy crowds. I'll admit, yeah, the crime down at Myrtle's gotten a little worse lately, but it's not constant. I feel safe still, and honestly, I think a lot of bad stuff happens off the strip, not where we stay. Ooh. I'm really torn. Parts of me wants to put my foot down and say Myrtle Beach or no beach and stop acting like a beach. But I'm also not wanting to be the guy who ruins vacation because I won't bend. What do you guys think? Do I stand firm or do I suck it up and try something new, even if my heart's still at the Grand Strand? That's another one from Greenville. We're getting a lot of emails from Greenville, guys.
I think you should suck it up and try something new.
Suck it up.
It's always fun to go to different places.
Yeah, if you go to the same place 15 years in a row, it's not a vacation, right?
Uh-uh. You know what's going to happen.
Well, it's like...
he's going to get sodomized on the boardwalk, just like in the song.
Oh, no.
Up on the boardwalk, you get sodomized. Oh, boy.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Nailed it.
All right, we'll break here. Or should I do
Yeah, we probably one? Should.
Oh,
because
well, okay.
Fine. I don't want to start singing.
I know. I'm probably going to read an email here in a minute and say, Matt, I told you to quit singing so damn much on the radio. All right. So when we come back, I will tell you that But oh, talking about the woman whose car was paid off. The ex-boyfriend paid off her car. It's like $5,000. We have a woman who...
What a simp.
A similar thing happened to Jenna Lee.
Oh, I want
Jenna
to,
Lee.
I want to know how that
in Charlotte. Happens. Jenny Lee. She's probably... Her daddy wanted a son to name General Lee. But she came out a girl. So oh, he's Jenny Lee.
You got one name or two.
Make up your mind. Yeehaw, Jenny Lee. We're going to read your email next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Thank you.
So last week we had, oh yes. Let's wear zoot suits to work tomorrow.
We have a deep, but I love her.
Stand on the street corner and flip a coin.
I'm gonna ask her.
Is it?
Is you wheels or is you ain't my baby?
I don't think they make them in my size. There aren't any fat hipsters. Not think, morbidly obese hipsters.
Well, yeah, because the shoulders have to be out further than the waist.
Y'all oh, like Jesus. Big.
So you would look like, what's his name? Who's the big cartoon character? He's huge head, but he's a small torso.
Oh.
Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, ma. Look at
him. Yes, you ain't my baby. All right, so.
I'm a little more like Big Pun. Because he's Johnny Bravo had hair. I do not.
Big Pun.
That's what me and Paige have in common. Hairless.
Hmm.
I have okay. No hair up here.
Oh. Y'all are like the yin to the yang.
Yeah.
Tombstone pile drive him right now,
I don't wax that
please.
Hair, buddy. It's the other one.
God.
Sorry. I mean, I will if you want me to, but it might be painful on your scalp.
Get the hair off the palm of his hands while you're at it.
I can. Yeah. I'll bring my pot in.
Hang on. I ain't trying to get high.
You can go out behind the dumpster out back. Okay. So the guy last week, or the lady called for the Olive Ice show, said her ex-boyfriend just paid her car off. It was like $5,000. And he let her know that he paid it, but wasn't looking for anything in return. Allegedly. Hey, guys. I was in a nearly identical situation. My ex paid my last 2 months of rent after we broke up. I wanted to believe it was sweet, but turns out he was just trying to work his way back in. That money came with late-night texts like, just checking in and send me a pic, various other messages, and that's not even the kicker. He sent me a Christmas card through the mail that said, to the one that got away. I was weirded out, so I moved. I changed my phone number. It sounds like a lot to do, but it was well worth it. My advice? Run. Or at least have the car checked out. Jenny Lee. Jenny Lee from Shaw.
Oh, have the car checked out. What would he do with the car?
I didn't think about that.
Or something? Oh, my God.
What would...
He could track it. Like, put something on it. Physically.
Anybody could do that. Anybody's car.
Yeah.
Have it blow up.
Like those air tags would be so cheap. Like you can. It's gonna be weird to say, but I'm oddly glad my mom didn't live to see it because she would be giving me like a sweater for Christmas. Hadn't moved in 12 months, Eddie Clawson. I've been watching on my tracker.
What is the deal with the air tag? There's some kind of catch to it. I think it shows up on whoever's phone is around or something like that.
What do you mean?
Like, it's an Apple product, so I think whatever ping iPhone, it pings close to it. It's so something like that.
I've wondered about that. I'm like, what if somebody was tracking you and just went in and stuck an AirTag on your wheel rim or something?
Are there some kind of radius to it? Somebody's got to tell us. But there's some kind of catch to it.
I want to be able to have an app, and there's probably something out there. I'm like the lady earlier that says, I don't understand technology. Like, if I went and stayed at an Airbnb, is there an app I can wave it across the room and find out if there's cameras in there taking pictures of my pretty ass while I'm naked?
It's got to be right. Or they're supposed to tell you. Like, hey,
it's supposed to do a lot of things. It's like the guy who found out that his work was being taped at his in the common area. He's like, I knew there was a camera there, but I didn't realize they were taping all of our conversations.
Hey, there's a camera up under the toilet seat I'm supposed to tell you about.
That guy's name was Jeremy Ellenberg.
The pitcher, not me.
Not that Jeremy Ellenberg, another one. So, but... You know, that's another thing in this world. Somebody's just trying to do something nice. Now, that's just odd, right? But somebody's trying to do something nice. It's like when...
Nobody's that nice.
Yeah, but sometimes... Well, I mean...
I would like to think...
We're suspect of anybody doing anything nice. Like, I seeing kids at restaurants, and they look at me like I'm a cartoon character, and I start making faces at them and, you know, doing stupid things, just trying to make them smile. And if the parent... finds you doing that. Yeah. They look at you like you over there with a trench coat on and a white van with words painted on the
side. You just looked like Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's, so they're probably going to look at you a little suspect.
Well, one of them looking at me like I was S. Needs. You know what I mean?
Like,
first off, no, I'm not. Secondly, you're not paying attention to your kid.
Well, that is odd, though, right? I mean, that gives them reason.
If it's a woman, it's not at all. But if it's a man, you're looked at as you're a pedophile. It's so true. If a woman does it... Oh, she's that maternal instinct. She knows how to make him smile.
Like, why are you making faces at my kid? You do the two fingers in the tongue.
I wasn't doing that. No.
I don't do that anymore.
No, I don't.
That's just as bad.
Anymore.
It's like holding a door for a lady in Asheville. It's just things you don't do anymore.
I wasn't doing it right in the first time, just to shock Fat Boy. I did it all wrong.
That's right. If you try to hold the door open for her, she's like, you think I can't hold the door, man? She's going to give you a stunner.
Hey, man. Dear Rise Guys, a while back, Paige was talking about guys sending her blank pics. Here's what I tell all of my girlfriends to do. Send them back to them. Okay, I'm going to read this. Send them back to them. Send them blank pic back. It works every time. If they like you, they will apologize for being inappropriate. Or you can respond by saying, mine's bigger.
Oh, my God.
Did P1 Sitting Bull write that by chance?
No, this says, thank guys. So I don't know if that meant they wanted to thank just one of us, but they said thank guys. Anyway, that's from Hannah. First off, Hannah, there's so much wrong here. First off, when most people write picks, they don't do it like they're making picks in a football game. The K's not there. But here's the way I figured out. I call them ditchers. And I think what that does, it totally embraces all of it and puts it into one cool new word.
I think she's full.
It's like bromance.
So what's she saying? If she gets a picture sent to her, she sends one back of whose?
So she said, I send them blank pic back. So I guess maybe the another one they have in their collection, or...
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I would just send them pictures of, like, the guy would. And I would say, my boyfriend here has issues with what you just sent.
I don't know if she'd get away with that one now.
I would just send back pictures.
Of what?
Another penis.
It's called dictures.
Now, he's dictures. Like, look, if you want to start that war, I mean, we can go. And he's got like a whole arsenal of pictures.
That's true, because guys probably have more, not even in a homosexual way, but just like, man, look at this huge one. I saved it one time.
It's like collecting cards. I mean, you got.
Is it really?
No, it ain't done it.
Because, I mean,
we're not a trade night. We got PSA 10 dictures.
I don't know what you expect out of it. Like, do you expect the woman to say, I'll be right there? Give me that.
You want to hold
that's
down.
That's never going to happen.
Give the tongue emoji to
at
that.
At least my friends aren't going to do that. Is it a calling card? That's your
that's
new
a great question.
I mean, I don't understand it.
You've made it known you have a lot of male gay friends. Like, is that a thing? I'm being serious. Is that a thing in the gay community where they send dictures to each other?
Yeah.
Really? What about with lesbians? Does they send...
pictures.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never thought about once.
Heterosexual women don't send them.
You ever thought about seeing a picture of one and like going after it? Like, I'm sure
like you saw
been...
one where you're like, my God. That's...
Well, the one that I showed you, because you said that was not real.
Well, I'm sure there's been like one. And don't put the sensual, typical female answer of, it's got to be attached to someone I love. That whole thing.
Well, that's true.
There's got to be one that you just looked at and you're like, oh, you know what? That's not bad.
I mean, if I really just want, I was like, just have the penis show up. You don't have to be here. Just mail me your penis because I don't like you. I mean, what would you say?
No, if a man said that, when we say the thing about why buy the cow when you can milk it for free, we're looked at as like.
That's all you're sending. Like, okay, well, you just send that. You can stay home. I mean, basically.
Well, again, if a woman sent you like a nude photo, what should the guy send one of them back? Or should they say, ooh, you know what I'm new to you, girl? Or what? I mean, what is a woman looking for when she sends those photos?
I don't That's ever send question. Those photos. I don't send body parts photos.
That's what it would be if you sent them, right? It would be just
remember,
like...
Remember, I had a phone stolen, and those pictures are everywhere that I took.
Where would it be everywhere?
All the pictures. Well, I mean, a lot of it Flicker. Was like tanning bed stuff when I was tanning, and I would take pictures of myself, and I would send to my husband.
Yeah.
You know, like this is what I'm doing.
What he baby. Asked for, or would you just send him?
I would randomly, because he would want me to talk, like I had to tell him that I loved him every day in the morning. That
what
was
do you
just,
mean you had to?
Are you talking about it right now?
It made his day, he liked it. He just sent me a text and tell me that you love me. And I always did. And then, you know, every once in a while I said, if I was in the tanning bed or doing some, I'm trying this on.
Did Chris ever go tanning with you or no?
Oh, yeah. See that working?
No, because I wasn't a tanner. I like to sit in the sauna bed, like the spa bed. It felt
so you were not tanning?
Well, look at me. Do I look tanned?
Not at all.
No, but I did like the heat because it made me feel better. So if
I just gotta tan those hooters for a minute, let me see. Send me a picture.
I did show them a little bit, but you know what? That was my husband. I don't even know where I'm going.
You're the whitest bitch I ever seen. To be honest with you.
Yes.
I told you, meet me at Corona's, not go to tanning bed.
Go get sprayed.
And don't forget to wear the pasties on your nipples so you don't tan them. I don't like boobs that look like one whole color is the same.
I was going to say, was she going to use flour tortillas? That.
I want the Aurelians to have a different color.
Okay. Oh, God.
I don't want them cracked on the nipples where it looks like a marble. I want different color hooters. Okay.
Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna do one more. Well, to do fun things about Paige's husband talking about her hooters.
It's just funny.
Tell you don't do one.
Yeah, you can.
We usually don't work.
All right. Well, I will not do it. But P1, I like it hard, not cold. We do appreciate your nice emails.
Well, that's a good name, though.
I know. That's great.
I like it hard, not cold.
Is it like a
It quick... makes you wonder what it's talking about.
Is it a quick one?
Okay. Hey, Rise Guys, do you guys, like me, feel like younger people today, or at least their parents, are thinking of more branding when they name their kids? Like, no one names their kid just John or David anymore, so they name them an odd name so they can get some identity, or if they're going to maybe have their own brand down the road. With that said, would you go back and change it? If Fatboy could pick his own name, looking now at 2025, would you have chosen the name Fatboy as your name? Love the show, P1. I like it hard, not cold.
I thought you were talking about real names.
Two different things. I know. Different things, totally.
That wasn't a good one.
That was a stupid email. Fun name, though, to say.
I pick Rod Wipe. How about that?
Rod Wipe?
Yeah.
It's not taken yet.
It's not taken.
I would go with something original. I would be Michael C. Jordan.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Yo, that's a fussing name if I ever heard one.
Michael C. Jordan. That would be Beard Hair Jordan. That would be my name. Paige, I'd be No Hair Jordan because I'm shaved.
I'm Hannah.
Okay.
Well, I'm waxed because I've had to practice.
Are you? Well, some women have the laser treatment where it's all gone and it's never coming back.
I'd be afraid that laser.
Oh, that would hurt.
Get hacked and it'd burn off my cooch.
But the more you wax, the less hair you have.
Oh, for real?
I mean, it does.
That's a good song. Burn off my baby.
Hold on.
Oh, you got it.
She's got the hooch?
Yes.
Yes.
Baby.
That was a good movie. What happened to Marla? Paige.
Yeah.
What is going on in the Plex?
All right. Well, I got to tell you.
You're talking about me. We just named our daughter Zahara Blue. Oh, my God. What? Zahara Blue.
It's like a character. It's like an Avatar character.
They're going to have their own blog by the time they're 12, fashion line by it. I'm wearing the new Zahara Blue. Congratulations to you, though, on your child.
Huh.
If you wanted a kid, congrats.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like you didn't want it, like, well, at least you kept it.
Yeah. You got tax credit for 17 years.
It was your
years.
Choice, and you went with the respectable way.
Yeah. You waited till after that 6 months, and you waited too late.
So you'll tell us about that next?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what most Americans think that they're above average in.
What they're above average in.
Not math, evidently.
Not math. What's their above average in? I'm going to say street smarts.
Okay.
Street smarts.
I'm going to say cooking.
Cooking.
Good answer.
Show me cooking.
Show me cooking. All right. Headlines next. Happy Monday.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fatboy.
Wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.